commercial service and what we charge on our front load, you know, and what is the cost for doing front load. It's not really geared toward the city in general. It's just more of, okay, we're supplying these and this is what we're doing if we're at a McDonald's, you know, or any type of commercial establishment, and that's kind of how the pricing goes with it. And it's the same thing with that. I mean, typically things over the years don't get cheaper for us, so that's, you know, where factors of, you know, CPI and consumer price index and things that happen, costs do go up, and definitely it's been a lot different in our past 2 years or 3 years, you know, than what it's been, you know, as far as inflation, everything across the board. So that's where that comes from as far as on dumpsters and the commercial rates.
Your dumpster rates are down on this page here.
I just don't look. I know it's there. I don't see it until the end of the month when it comes out on the, you know. When I used to get the bill, I saw it, so I knew.
Well, right now it's $5.56 a month for the dumpsters.
Yeah.
And I forget what it's going up to. Well, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Because I'm just curious. Because I saw a truck sitting on Rustburg Court, and he was either on his phone and doing some texting, or he was doing some paperwork. The truck drivers do counts, or does the equipment count? How many times that arm cycles?
Equipment doesn't. And a lot of our trucks, not every single one, but a lot of our trucks are equipped with, I think it's something called Route Smart. And so our route managers can go in and kind of see how many stops the truck's making, you know, and it would help us if there was something like, well, we don't know if he's been making this stop, new guy on the route, maybe he's passing an address, and, you know, they can go back and sometimes say, oh, yeah, he passed by that, he missed that spot.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess that answers the questions I have. Does anybody else have any additional questions?
No, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan of the recycling, and I'd be more willing to get rid of the yard waste in the fall for 4 months than do bi-weekly recycling. That's where I stand on it.
Yeah, and how that would work, and you probably already know, but just in case, if that was done and everything's approved, you'd make a decision kind of what you want to do with that. I'd check and make sure I get final approval to do it. It would still be billed monthly over the year. It would just, they would basically take that rate down. It would look like a smaller rate, and just that way we can bill it every month. But instead of being what your monthly rate is now, it would look, you know, a little bit less, just to even out for 6 months worth of service. Just how that would look on the billing, and I could send what that rate would look like once it's what you decided on.
Well, we need answers from Rumpke.
Sure.
Okay.
I can get them. How soon would you be looking to do that then on those?
Our budget has to be done tonight.
Tonight. Okay.
Okay. And we can budget what's projected with no changes, okay? But we really need to have some sort of relief from Rumpke, one way, shape, or form or another. Okay? Again, we appreciate you jumping through the hoops that we had to jump through last year. Okay? I mean, when they dump on you, you know, 3 weeks before the end of the friggin' dang contract, you know, it's kind of disturbing. And we appreciate you all, you know, coming back and helping us and getting us out of a bind. Okay? Don't get us wrong. Okay? It's been nerve-wracking for 3 months for me. okay? Because I don't watch in our current budget to the till. And thank goodness we didn't have any white stuff this last year to talk about. So, all right, if there's nothing else on the Rumpke Man, Chris, then Chris, you're welcome to stay or leave, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, my kids are with the babysitter, so I'm probably going to pick them up.
Okay. Part of the contract?
I wish we could add, if we can add that to the budget. I'm glad I was able to make it tonight, too, just to congratulate you.
We'll enjoy it, Chris.
Thank you.
You need any drivers?
Always, always.
We're always thankful. Yeah, I feel a void. So my wife asked me to cut back because I go to 76 hours to the soap. About 2 minutes ago, I said, look, and I get there early now. Said, if I walk in the door after 5:30, I'll give you $100. It's cost me $1,500. So I need to call now for a waiver. Will you waive it?
Okay. Well, we've got to move along.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you very much. Thank you very much for coming.
Good work.
Okay. Thank you. And,
I still found that you.
Same here. Pleasure. And I'm sure you'll let me know kind of which way you're looking at, and right. I'll get a quick answer for you. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, we know we can't do anything without your approval, so you come back with something that we can handle.
Yeah,
okay.
And which one, what do you think you're mostly leaning toward?
Well, if you can get the rates down, that'd be great. But but really, you have to really consider, there's really no yard waste after October 31st. I mean, if there is, it can go in the trash as far as anybody's concerned.
Yeah. Well, it's not over 5% because that's the ordinance in Jefferson County. It would be a fine. So it has to be a small amount.
Okay.
So, no bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
I'll let you know. So,
take care.
Yeah, take care.
All right. Next on there is the budget worksheet for fiscal year 2024. Okay. You've had this for, well, the newest one has been in your hand since the 5th of June. And this one has no adjustments on the sanitation. This is, that 139 would be covering the total amount as it stands with Rumpke today. It's down here at the bottom. Okay. Let's start at the top. Current property tax receivable. Looking at what we collected last year at the rate up until that's for this year's taxes, whether they're late, whether they got a discount, or whether they got or whether they were paid just at the base rate. The delinquent tax applies to anything other than the 2022 taxes that were collected. So we collected a large amount of past due delinquent tax. Thanks to Steve. He's done a great job. Okay. But again, we're getting where we have not got as much as the delinquent tax. So that $7,500 is the same as we had last year, even though I've changed it over here on this other side. Okay? Because this has been our adjusted budget. On the left-hand column and on the far right is for 2024. The center one is where we're currently at. And this one has a total of $192,500 in both the regular property tax and the delinquent property tax, $192,500. Then we've got interest. That's a bank interest for the general fund. It's not the interest, does not include the interest for the restricted fund. The Cable Kentucky Revenue Cabinet, that's pretty consistent every year. That's why we're still staying $4,500. The insurance premium tax, because we did a little bit of an increase, right now we're at $156 that we've collected during fiscal year 23. So with the additional 2%, I believe we'll hit that 163 mark, okay, because we're up over $6,000 from what was projected for 23. And then the miscellaneous receivables, that could be, that's mostly about the CORRCs. Those are their commercial open records requests that Bev requires, that we require to have submitted. Okay, I've moved that down to 750. Litigation, since we finalized the litigation, don't plan on having any litigation, so I've got zero there. On this particular one, because I'm projecting by the end of this month, we should have between 15 and 20,000 of surplus. So I put in for carryover $18,000 of it. Okay? Now, that is for, it's basically there if we need it. It's not something that we have to use, but it's there if we need it. And like I said, that's basically the carryover that I'm projecting, because you can see right now we're at $54,000 down here. Okay? It may be more than that, but when you got down to the bottom, when we go through the expenses, looking at where we're at, and I do this to compare so you can see down through the list of all our subline items where we're at on each one of those items.
I have a quick question. Uh-huh. Are you going to carry over our entire surplus if we have...
We have to do, like, when we do this right here, mm-hmm. Okay, once we approve the budget, it's based off of the revenue and the expenses in the ordinance.
Okay.
Okay.
So you feel fairly safe that we have 18?
Yeah, we're at 54. And where's let me look at this. Last month's expenses was around $26,000, $27,000. So just making a projection, if we've got 54 in there now, we've got about 25 to 26,000 dollars that we're probably going to have in surplus. And the object is not to carry everything. The reserve needs to be continued to grow. Okay? We can't always depend on it. So.
Right. I was just going to say maybe you should make it like an even 20,000. Just.
We can do whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me, but, you know, it's when you get down to this bottom, it looks kind of funny because this bottom number includes what's at the bottom number up here on the total of revenue. So if we add another $2,000, that's going to make $2,575 down there.
Okay.
So the idea is hopefully we don't have the same level of expenses. And our audit fee is she projected between $8,000 and $9,000, so I used the $9,000 as the max. Okay, it may not come in at that high.
Most of these things are not carved in stone.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Right. Our ordinance is designed so we don't have to repost it in the paper.
Good.
Okay. All we're required to do is do a revenue and expense. That's why we can make adjustments all through the year here.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you come down to it, our current expense that we have budgeted for 23 is $355,300. With this big increase in Rumpke, and I'm projecting the same thing with the electric, okay, where, you know, it's up almost, well, it's up $28,000. Okay? Basically $28,000, $27,500, whatever. And all these individual expenses, these are pretty much what we had last year with just some minor adjustments on them. Like with the salaries. See, I've got that blacked out because we don't have the attorney salary in there. We bring that down. But our administrative costs don't go down. They go up. In fact, that's one of the things that I've got to adjust this tonight, too. Security. We had $40,000 last year. I've adjusted it down to $35,000. But there again is, you know, it's... This was, you know, this is your all. This is our, as a commission's budget. Okay? It can be adjusted. But we've got to do the ordinance, okay, tonight. We can wait till next month, but the problem is we keep waiting and waiting and waiting. If we wait till next month, then we fall back on our budget that we have for 23 amounts. And I really don't want to do that. If you've had this since June 5th, I haven't heard from anybody. So,
excuse me?
Huh? Well, excuse me. You're right. We talked on the phone.
So, my number right now is 28, but you're going to take it down to 26 for the 2024 budget. But I do understand stuff.
Yeah, that's 26 is what it was last year.
Okay.
Okay? I just left it the same.
Which is fine if we don't have a lot of the treaty.
Well, here again is, you know, it's everything is iffy anyhow. Because we have, you know, like, say we have the authorized training. You know, we had 2,400 predicted last year. I moved that to 2,100 because we don't have Steve anymore. So I did some adjustments down on that. The operations went up because I did not realize what was going on. That's in the operations expense. The operations, that includes the U-Haul, the storage shed, this meeting room. What else does it in there? The storage shed, the meeting room, the post office box.
Bank fees.
So, but... Here again, it's all a guessing game. And if you don't object to anything, then I've got the numbers already and I can get them signed tonight. But if you want to change something...
Well, if you change the carryover to 20,000, you said that at the bottom that would make that 2575.
Right.
But if you change my budget up to 28, that would not make it 2575. Is that correct? Am I reading that right?
Yes, you're reading that right.
I mean, just the Rumpke thing makes me nervous. Bob.
Well, the Rumpke thing is down here. It's already calculated. That's the full amount as is. It's being as their service is being provided today. and that is even on that spreadsheet I gave you. It's at the top.
And we haven't really talked about these things, so how much is our new attorney going to cost?
Well, we don't have a clue, but Steve's full salary is $14,000. It was $14,400, to be exact. So, based off of the amount of work that I've done this year and sent it down to him, I mean, every one of these ordinances are just changing numbers, changing dates.
Hey, Bob, are you sure it's $14,400?
Used to be. Before we upped it to $28,800.
Okay.
We upped it to $28,800 in, was it, were you on the board when we did that? No, it was 16.
That's fine. I know now it's 28.
Yeah. So. Yeah. $28,800 now, but prior to $28,800 it was $14,400. That's what I used the number. That's how I came up with that number.
Well, I just like a little more wiggle room, so I like that 18 going to 20, and you can put the 2,000 wherever you want to.
Well, we can put it on yours. It's no big deal. Here's your announcement. Just pencil.
Are you expecting the
web page
to increase
this? Okay, here's what you don't know or may not know about the web page. We got a grant, a non-refundable grant for $1,500.
Okay.
The reason why it doesn't look that high is because that grant money had to go onto the web page expense.
I got you.
It paid into that web page expense. That's why it was lower this year.
Okay.
All right, on the back side of this page, it's fill in the blank, okay? Just in case. I did this just in case, okay? So you want to up the 18 carryover to 20,000, and you want to put the 2,000 on property maintenance, right?
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're adding an additional 2,000 to property maintenance?
Yeah, we're trying to make this budget.
Why?
So if we, because he said if we change this, if we carry over, change this from 18 to 20, then down here at the bottom, it's going to be $2,575 for surplus. So we need to put that $2,000 somewhere in these line items.
So you just automatically decided these to go to property maintenance?
No, I don't care.
I'm just asking.
My statement was
I'm just
you put it wherever.
Well, here's the thing. We've got all these trees going down.
Yeah.
And that's what's running us high this year on this budget is we've had to, is it three times now? We've got another tree down.
Yeah, we have another tree down. That's going to be a new business
yeah.
tonight.
So we've got another tree down, and these trees are, this one had the roots ate up. Commissioner Hall and I, or Commissioner Adams and I went out last night and looked at it, and the root actually come out of the ground because it, whatever it was, it eaten the roots. Either root rot or the ants or whatever, and it just fell. Lucky it didn't hit a house, but it just fell.
So, but it's already down.
It's already down.
The ants have been cut up.
Right.
Okay, yeah. And we've been waiting on this for a little while. It came down in like late April after the tornado and all the high winds and everything. But we haven't had the budget to be able to take care of it. So I'm waiting until after July 1st to have the guy chop it up.
So that's why I don't have a problem with taking and moving the 2,000 there, because it does, we have such mature trees. We have the big green space, and we've got a lot of mature trees in there. Nobody really knows what the hell is going on with them, so.
So the last of those is getting picked up this time, right? At least that's what
the only tree that I know of that is down is being cut up in July.
Because I was going to say on his invoice, it said it was the last to clean up something, but that's not the tree we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. No, that was probably just debris, like cleaning up sticks and stuff. I mean, I can look at it real quick here.
Okay, so we increased the carryover, so we got to increase the in total. So that total, is everybody agree that it's 385,250?
Where are we looking at? Yeah, at the top there? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the total that's underneath the carryover amount.
Yes.
Okay. So that goes in there. All right. Are we okay with the expenses? Do we? Because that's going to have a projection. The bottom line, after all the expenses, the way it is right now, it's got $382,675. Does anybody want to make any adjustments there?
I mean, the only thing I have to say is, you know, Linda's signage is really, really low because it costs $600 to put in one sign. But, you know, we can move it later on from the snow budget, you know, or anywhere else if necessary. So
the signage has always been $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to move any from snow budget to signage, you know.
Well, you don't have to. And here's what you understand. We have a major line item. The major line item on her is road expense. Okay? She can do anything she wants with them numbers in those areas. But what you see on the monthly financial report is this $41,000.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So is there any adjustments we need to meet anywhere? Is everybody fine with the total expense amount? All right.
So I want to make sure I got the numbers right here. The carryover, that number is
$385,250,
right? Right, that's correct.
And then the expense is going to be
384. Steve, give me your sheet so I can write these numbers down for you.
This sheet right here?
Yeah. No, it's not that one. Oh. The one with the ordinance.
Yeah, okay. That'll be good.
Answer your question, Linda, about the maximum felling carry. It says cleaned up front island and removed the last of the tree limbs on the green space. So what he means by that is just a little stick that falls every month. They're
okay, so includes the tree that he's
correct. So yeah, so once it gets hot like this, they don't drop limbs, you know, too much anymore. So he cleans up a lot in March and April. He doesn't do as much through the summer.
Okay, Steve, would you like to read our fiscal year budget ordinance?
Yes, certainly. Okay, this is ordinance number 3, service 2023, Style, City of Boynton Hills, Kentucky. 2023-2024 fiscal year budget ordinance. We are being the city of Boynton Hills stat, section 1. According to KRS 918.030(10), the Kentucky City of Boynton Hills does hereby adopt the 23-24 fiscal year budget ordinance. General fund ordinance. The carryover is $385,250. General fund expense is $384,675. This order shall be properly signed and published and become effective on July 1, 2023. That's approved on June 20th, 2023, a regularly scheduled meeting of the legislative body where it was pursuant to Kentucky statutory law. I will change this.
I'll make the changes, okay. And we'll bring it down Friday.
That's a deal. That's
okay.
A deal.
Keep that sheet so you can validate it, okay?
Right, I will.
But I will. What I'll do is I'll send you a clean copy, okay, so that you can sign it and we can just pick up on Friday. Okay?
Well, you know, when I do that, I might grab a couple sandwiches and have lunch.
All right.
All right.
Okay. So, with this said, do I hear a motion to accept the budget or accept the ordinance as read?
Motion made.
Thank you, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. So we have to have a roll call vote. Commissioner Adams?
Yes.
Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Mayor Stone? Yes. Okay. Got that done. All right. What's next on this? Oh, okay. Now we got to go to make a change again on fiscal year 23. Where is my sheet? There it is. All right. I was looking at it today, and I noticed something. You said you have some more attorney fees.
No, just expenses. Yeah, expenses.
Well, this number ain't going to work.
You know, it's only that the recorded liens is going to be 580, and I have some other loss. But that's,
well, no, you get paid. You get that in return, don't you? Isn't that it?
Yeah, but I mean, I won't get it back until they pay the tax.
But then you keep it.
I'm not waiting around for 20 years to get it.
No, no, what I'm saying is, if we pay you for the liens,
yeah,
then we should get that money.
No, you do. When when someone calls in to pay that off, that's what I'm adding to this thing. I'm being very specific about the expenses. And, you know, I'm going to list it, and I'll send it to you for approval beforehand, but, you know, the penalties and then the attorney's fee and the cost of two recording fees. And they're going to be, I think it's $46 a piece to do that.
Okay.
So,
but we're not going to probably get that that charge until next month, right?
Yeah, they'll come in. Yeah, because if I get these done by the end of the week, they'll come in before the next meeting.
Okay. Well, we'll have to make another adjustment next month anyhow. So, mm-hmm. All right. So,
the margin adjustment.
This one right now is, it has to do with the payroll administration services. So, as you'll notice, as of the end of May, we were at $1,364.71, and it was currently at $1,400. So, looking at what they're charging, I increased that to $1,500, and I took the $50 out of the attorney fees and the mileage fees, or not the mileage, the office equipment. Okay, so that's the changes for this month. Okay, the $450 and the $200, okay, are what we took to get to the $100 in the payroll administration fees. And the payroll, next month we will have the final amount for all of our budget. Okay, so everybody's expenses for fiscal year 23 need to be gotten to Bev for next month, so that we can get all these numbers and do the final adjustment. Okay.
Do you have a date, like a deadline?
The city of the, yeah,
before the next meeting.
Yeah, before the next meeting. Okay. because we want to be able to finalize this budget. Okay? Maximus has come in.
I looked at the email. He sent his around the 6th of June, so I guess he'll send his around the 6th or 7th of July.
We need it as soon as possible. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, because, and when you get it.
So he needs to finish out on June 30th, and then.
We need to have it so that when I go in here and do the. These numbers won't match up with what's on the profit and loss. It'll be the actual numbers of the expenses. So when I look at Maximus, I'll add it onto what it is, because this one doesn't include the June bill in.
Yeah, I added it up.
Or the May.
We're at $26,001.50. So we're just a little over $26,000 right now.
So we'll probably have to make an adjustment. That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah, I don't know, because he didn't mow twice, two weeks in June, so we might be under the 38.
Well, I just want, we need, because we're signing the audit stuff on the 3rd of July, we'll be getting the audit materials to the auditor probably sometime in late July, early August. Okay, they'll start asking for it. Okay,
as long as he gets the bill the first week of July, we're okay. Right.
We just need to have it so when I do this sheet, okay?
Yeah.
I can include it in there.
Okay.
Okay. I need to know what that final number is. Okay. Okay. It's just like with Steve when he sends that his bill. I need to add that in there so we can make all the final adjustments. Okay.
Okay.
And hopefully, like I said, hopefully we should have quite a bit. I still say we'll have about $24,000, $25,000, $26,000 left. But who knows? Okay. All right. So, do I hear a motion to make the adjustments to the 2023 annual budget worksheet?
That motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Awesome.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. All right, that's done. Where's my? Okay. Budget review adjustments. Okay. City contracting update. The attorney. City attorney, have you heard anything? Or
I wanted to wait until the scene and start.
Okay.
Putting out some feelers.
Okay. All right. Just wanted to know what was going on. Green space litter problem. It isn't there. I've been out there every week since we talked about it.
To the people.
The people are putting the trash in the bags that are tied to the picnic tables. And they're doing a good job of it. Dennis has been out with me, and he can vouch. It's simply amazing. If you put it there, they will trash it, okay? And they aren't even hardly full now. I mean, because I've been checking them every day to see if we, or every week to see if we need to change it. And I do it on Wednesday or Thursday because I want to get out there before Harold gets out there to make sure that it's all cleaned up.
And you need to change it? Do you just change it like once a month or something? It's probably not that cold.
Right? That's what I'm saying. I won't change it until it's worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't put my trash out every week. I'm one of them people that don't have to.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So when it gets to the point to where I can put it in my trash and have a decent sized trash bin full, yeah, I'll pick it up. Okay, it's not that difficult.
Okay,
and I've got
talking to the kids helps them.
Oh yeah, the kids, they're waving at us now.
Cool.
Okay, so I was driving to the mailbox today and I seen the one, he actually waved first. And when I came back I saw him again, he waved again. So it's making a difference. And the other two that we've seen down there, I haven't seen them down there recently. I guess we scared them off the last time. They probably thought that they had a neat hideout.
They thought they were in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, because the one put his hood up real quick. All right. Emergency communication equipment. What channel are we doing tonight?
Channel 14.
Channel 14. Okay. All right.
I have a report on a follow up on from All Terrain. I got it.
Okay.
I think I told y'all before, we were on the schedule. A lot of things have gotten pushed back because of the rain. They've just been rained out. And as soon as I get a date, and he's going to let me know within 48 hours or 48 hours prior to them showing up, and what I'll do is I'll get you the flyers and I'll contact Dennis and let him know that they're going to be working. So we can...
Okay.
And I'm not involved in any of that. They're going to remove the landscaping and stuff.
Right.
Okay.
All we get. The one thing that we do have to do is we have to know the date so we can get evergreen out there.
Not to come on a Friday because he knows it's when
right.
We get garbage picked up, so they're going to work around that, you know.
And you probably need to talk to Evergreen.
Have I talked to Evergreen?
No. Somebody's talked to Evergreen because they went out there and tagged the spigots.
I didn't ask him to do that.
When they put the flags in?
Yeah, but that's good.
Yeah, all I'm saying is when they take that, they're gonna have to cut the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the water's not activated.
No, it is.
Okay. So, but once they cut that pipe, we need to know if that's going to be an issue.
Well, and he'll keep us, I'm sure, up to date on that.
Well, I need to know what they normally do when they cut the pipe on the irrigation system. Do they cap it? Or is it, because I don't know if it's a closed loop or if it can be cut at each point and then just cap.
There's just that one, and there's just the one that they're going to have to...
Yeah, but the pipe may go around.
Well, it might.
Okay. And I don't know what kind of pipe it is. I don't know if it's... I don't think it's that skinny line they use in the yards. I think it's a regular 3/4-inch line.
Okay.
See if All Terrain might know what that irrigation system... I could go dig it, but...
You want me to check with the irrigation people and see if they know what they're doing?
Yeah, tell them that you might want to send them a copy of the diagram and see what they may need to have to do, because, again, that's going to come out of the road department because it's a change in the street. So it's still part of the road fund, the restricted road fund, so... This is really the only time you can do anything like that, because it's a utility in the way.
Well, I'll get on that first thing tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll make sure I get
okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We have received the... Now, this isn't on the expense, because we do the expense in July, but here's the fees for our insurance. On the one side is all the stuff KLC does with the workers' comp, the property, and something else, and the other side is the bonding. Okay, and that total is, it's in here on my sheet. This is the wrong sheet. It's less than it was last year. That's why I have $8,000. No, that's not right. Let's see. This is bad. Here's 23. Here's 24. Okay, it's just under this 6425. Okay? I think it's 6413 total for all those insurance plans. So, what we need to do is basically get an okay to go ahead and write this check the first of the 3rd of July so we can pay the insurance fee.
So it's the total $51,91.96?
That is for those three. Then you go on the other side, and it's $12,21.60. There was no change in that amount. The front page actually went down. Okay? So I need
to... Is that on here somewhere?
Huh?
Is that on our budget somewhere?
Yeah, I put the budget. It's in the budget already. The 6425 covers what?
How is that?
What the total is.
Insurance premiums and bonds?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to add it up, it should. I think it comes to 6413 and some change.
Yeah, you're good on that.
Okay. All right. So do I hear a motion to go ahead and allow Dan to write the checks prior to the next meeting?
Make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Brazil. Do I hear a second?
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Got that done. All right.
So you want that to be a check?
No, you just basically, how are you pay them? ACH, I don't know. Well, you have to do it in two. You have to do it in two because the bond is different than the KLC.
Yeah, 51 and then 1200.
Right. But they both go to KLC. Okay.
So the KLC bond insurance is on the expense?
Huh? No, that was...
That must be the old one.
That's the old one.
I removed it.
Yeah, we always... I went back and checked last year. We always paid the bonds and the insurance in July.
So pay it in July, not June.
Right.
Before the meeting.
It's fiscal year. It's fiscal year 24's expense. So I just try to keep it all simple. Okay? Now, the last thing I have that is just some thought that came to my mind because we keep talking about it. We don't have to do anything with it tonight. But I wanted to, I sent you an email on it, okay? And I wanted to just, basically get the thought process going. And that is doing a 10-year salary projection. We don't have to do it, but the reason why it was, the subject of COLA kept coming up, and it's an administrative nightmare because you have to do an ordinance with the percentage, and to me it's just as easy to do a change in salaries every other year. Now, in this case, what I did was I went ahead for 2024's ordinance was to increase the commissioner's salaries by $100 for their start of their commission in 2025 and carried that for 4 years because I'm projecting on decreasing the mayor's salary to 500 from 700 in 2027 because I'm running for mayor again. Okay? Anybody want to run against me, that's fine. But I'm running for mayor again, and I basically feel like that we got this commission under control, and my duties aren't really that intense anymore. So I want you all to think about it, but I wanted you all, I wanted to bring this to the table just as a thought process. And we can talk about it later. Okay.
I'd kind of like to see the commissioner pay go up to 527, you know, and kind of increase it, you know, a little bit more since the commissioners haven't had an increase in 8 years. So that was my thought.
We can do whatever you want, but
instead of having 4 years of the same price, I was thinking maybe raise it to 500 and, you know, 1127.
Whatever. You come up with a schedule. I'm giving you paperwork, okay?
I know.
All right? Just keep in mind, you know, this is your all's plan. It's not Bob's plan. It's a thought process, okay? So, again,
I just want to go on record as saying I am opposed to the mayor taking a cut in salary.
Well,
because I just don't. Okay, I'm saying God don't let this happen, but you become incapacitated.
I understand what you're saying. I understand that too.
And I know, and I
but
think it's an honorable thing for you to think about because you're worried about the budget. And you want to make sure.
I don't want to be overpaid.
You can tell me I'm wrong, but I know that in your heart you want the commissioners to get an increase in their salary.
Right.
And it's been 9 years since we had one, so we're about due for one. But I don't think that our increase in salary should come at the expense of you taking a $200 a month pay cut.
Well, this is that mayor, okay?
What?
I plan on, look, I plan on living a long time, okay? But you're right. I could be in an accident. I could be incapacitated. You know, I could have a health issue. It just...
You could get fed up. But
here, but the thing was is I wanted to give you all an idea.
I understand that.
Okay? And I wanted to show you the ordinances. We don't have to do the ordinances until the year before the election. Okay? But they've got to be in before... They've got to be done before the 1st of May. Okay? So, I'm trying to be a good leader and giving you the documentation that if something was to happen to me, then you've got the materials to work with. Okay? Because, honestly, COLA to me is a nightmare. It is a total nightmare because we're so small, we don't have a lot of employees. Okay? And the thing when you start talking about $5 increase or $6 increase, then that's got to go up to our finance company, our payroll company. Okay? And they got to make all the adjustments in payroll. Okay? So, to me, it's just simpler to have a projected salary increase. Okay? That would be something that I highly recommend. Just for simplicity. Okay?
And I don't know that you need to take a pay cut, really. I mean, if we're 2 years in a row now over $20,000 surplus, you know.
Trust me.
It seems like the money is there where you wouldn't need to do that.
Well, let me tell you this much. The last 3 months have burned me out. Okay, I'm ready to get through this and over and done with. Okay, so, all right, that's been brought up. It was new business, no big deal. Okay.
I got new business also.
Okay, go ahead.
Before you go too far, Well, we were going to talk about the water situation on the islands and everything like that. So I just wanted to, you know, let you and Dennis know that I had contacted Mayor Bob, you know, when it got real hot and real dry, and I was like, do we call a special meeting? What do we do? You know, if we mm-hmm. if I'm in between meetings and we have a major drought of like 14 days without rain, and the grass on the island starts turning brown, you know, kind of what do I do?
And wait so, for it to rain.
Right. And it has, and it's been really good. So I'm still okay keeping the water off for right now, but there might be a point where, you know, I have to call a special meeting, and that's a big fiasco. We got to put stuff in the paper, you know.
No, you don't have to put it. You don't have to put special meeting in the paper. You only have to post it at the meeting place.
Oh, I thought we had to put it in the paper.
No,
so.
But the only person calls special meeting is me, unless you can find a majority of the commissioners to call it, okay, which means on
so
four, you have to have three.
Commissioners to agree to call the meeting and everything. So if we don't do, or, I mean, I don't know. I don't know how this works. So can we do something where we have the water and I just go turn it on if it needs it without having a special meeting?
As soon as, put it this way, what they did to me when I was the road commissioner, they says, okay, snow removal starts at 1 inch, okay, on plowing, okay? So what if we say if it hasn't rained for, what's a good, you're the expert on watering.
Well, and that's why I wanted to say this. Every shrub that we have in that city has got roots that go down to who knows where. And any water that you put on that in the flagpole island, you're watering the grass. That's all you're doing is watering the grass. You're not giving those shrubs any additional help, is what I'm saying. They don't need it. They're established. But if you go, I'm going to say, if you go a maximum, and I'm talking about in the month of July and August, if you go a maximum of 14 days without rain, then you need to turn the sprinklers on. But yeah, but that's 14 days. Minimum of 14 days. You don't turn them on because, it's a waste of money. It is really a waste of money. We planted new shrubs over there at Trace 2 weeks ago, and everybody's like, they're going to die, and then we got the rain. We don't have sprinklers. We don't have any way to water them. But established landscape materials, once they're in the ground and once they're established,
yeah, they're seeking the water.
Mother Nature will take care of it.
Okay. And then with regards to Boyson, is their ability to turn on water, is that going to be cut off totally? Do I need to worry about that?
Well, that's why we want to have her call Evergreen so that we have that irrigation system in operating condition if we have to go there.
Once the roads are repaired.
Right, once the roads.
I don't know when your project ends.
Well, I don't either, because that's what I said. He's supposed to give me a date, and then all I can do, what I'll do tomorrow, is I will call Evergreen, and, you know, I'll just ask him the questions you asked me to ask him. That's what I'll do. What kind of pipe do we have in there, and, you know.
Yeah, tell them just if they, you know, show them that if
I'll
send them a drawing of what we're going to do. We're moving back that curve, you know, closer to the light pole, but it's got that one sprinkler there in the center that we either would you just take it out, probably
cap it off
yeah. If we can cap off the two ends, that's great.
Yeah.
We don't have to have anything. We just, when the guys start digging, we cap them off.
That's
okay.
What I'm going to ask.
But
okay.
I don't, I'm almost sure because they winterize it, it's got to be a circle. It's got to be a closed circle. So that they're blowing water in to blow it out.
But there again, think of what landscape materials you've got in Boynton Island. What have you got in there?
Rocks.
You've got shrubs that have been there for decades, you know.
Right.
So if they go without water, they're not going to die.
No, those aren't going to die.
They're not going to, there is nothing in that island that is going to die. So if those, in my opinion, if those sprinklers in that island never got turned back on, it would hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We still need to have the sprinkler system.
I understand that, and I'm not saying okay. Remove them.
Right.
I'm just saying,
right.
You know, I mean, it's not going to. No.
Yeah, and I'm not completely familiar with where all the sprinklers are and everything. I assume there's some on the front part and then some on the back.
They had them all marked. Yeah.
You can see the sprinkler heads. You know, if you go over there, you can see them.
I marked where they're. I painted a line where the last one is before you go into the turn.
Okay.
On both sides.
So if hypothetically her project gets done and we don't do anything on the back one, is it an option to do to turn on the front ones but not the back?
No, they're
ones,
both. They're
connected all together.
There's two sides to it. It runs on one side and then it runs on the other side. I can tell you that much because I've seen it. It'll run for so long on this side and then it'll run for so long on this side. That's why I'm curious. It's not in a circle because I've seen
they
it.
They run independently.
They run independently, but I'm not sure which one that N one. That's on the in the cul-de-sac in the very center that we're going to take out. My gut's telling me, after now thinking about it, those are independent and they're not circular. So there's a good chance we can just cap it wherever we cut that one off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it'll be done. We won't have to do anything.
We don't have sprinkler system operational in the front island anymore. In the entrance island, we don't even have it. We cut that thing a long time ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, everything's dead up there.
I'll keep watching the weather and everything, and yeah.
Okay.
It's been great so far. So.
Well, I'll make a motion that sprinklers aren't to be used unless we've had 14 days of
with
no participation or participation. Okay.
Okay, and then how long do they get used if there hasn't been 14 days of precipitation? Like,
once we turn them on,
20 minutes a day for a few days or something, or.
Well, that's just it.
You can set the timer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm asking. Yeah, I don't know. Well,
they're already set up. Okay. The power's on them, okay, so once you turn it to on, it automatically has the daytime or the settings already set up for how long they run. It's just a matter of turning it to on, okay?
Okay, but say I turn it on for a week and it gets nice and watered and everything, and then we get another week of rainstorms. Is it possible to turn it off?
Yeah, you just turn the switch back off.
Okay, and I can do that without a motion?
The thing is here's what I've seen a number of times. The sprinkler's on when it's raining.
Yeah, and that's what I want to avoid.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to do unless you know the schedule and you go out there and turn them off. But I can tell you this much. It used to irritate me all the time when I'd see them on and it's raining.
I plan to avoid that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, if we get to an emergency situation, 14 days, okay, then once they run for a week,
then they can go back off again.
They can go back off again. But here again, if it rains before the end of the week, I'd like to see them turned off.
Yeah, right.
Okay? So, again, that's my motion.
So how about we're in the beginning of July, if it doesn't rain.
Until the 14th?
For 14 days and turn the sprinkler system on. But I think we have to give it a time, you know.
Yeah.
So starting
okay.
July 1st. You want to say it?
All right.
Say your motion.
July 1st. If it hasn't rained for 14 days, return the freaking sprinklers on.
For
okay, you can leave the freaking off. But, huh?
For a maximum of 1 week.
For a maximum of 1 week.
And
okay.
Then they turn back off.
It's just 14 days on per week, then until it doesn't rain again for 14 days, it stays off.
Okay.
Okay? Do we hear a second?
If we had all new landscape materials and stuff, then yeah, I'd be the first one telling you to water them.
Right, right.
And something else that we need to be careful about, in my opinion, this time of the year, we don't need to be fertilizing anything. You know, fertilize when it's hot.
I don't think so.
He's been doing the weed man. I think that's what she's getting at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you do. In the fall and winter, that's when you do a pre-emergence fertilizer for the spring.
I don't know if you do. I think you just have them come out and spray for weeds.
And just because the plant has got brown leaves on the tips, that doesn't mean it's dead.
Correct. Yes. We are going to, I am going to have him, I had to cut back to make the budget, so I told him at the request of Mayor Stone, no landscaping for the month of June, so we are going to take that front bush out on the front island after July 1st, and I'll have him prune, you know, that kind of stuff, like knockout roses on the Blackpool Island and things like that. But yeah, I agree with you. Like some of the bushes, yeah, they kind of look bad right now. They're brown and everything, like some of them. But it's going to come back.
Yeah.
It really will come back. It's going to take some time because that frost really, you know.
Well, late freeze will do that too.
Yeah, it really stressed them kind of bad. But, yeah, we're going to take out whatever's dead, you know. There is one sprig on that bush up in the front, but but I don't think it's going to look very good for many, many years. So we're going to go ahead and take that out, and then we will, you know, continue to monitor the bushes and everything.
All right, I did a motion. I hadn't heard a second.
Oh, yeah. I need a second. You want me to second? Can I second my own thing?
Yeah, you can second your own thing.
All right, I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Okay. 14 days it is. 14 and 1. All right. Don't forget, if it rains in between, before the 7 days, you turn it off. All right.
Yeah, you'll have to help me since I work all the way out in Newburgh. I won't know if there's a rainstorm during the day over here.
Trust me, you'll hear from me.
But I'll email you first and be like, hey, has it been 14 days?
Yeah, okay. Commissioner reports.
Wait, we got to talk about my tree. I'm not quite.
Oh.
So there's a tree down in the ESA, in the green space.
I see that. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's gracious.
It's not like a very thick tree, but yeah, it fell beside between two houses, and it kind of just the root ball just came up.
The thing it fell the way it did.
Yeah. And so, we're gonna go ahead and Maximus Lawn Care is gonna get his tree guy out, and you know, we'll go around survey, make sure there's no other trees down before we get him to come out. And we'll get that.
How much did he charge?
I need to get Harold to send this to me. He thought that he sent it to me, and I'm like, no, you never emailed this to me. No, I don't have it. And so he has yet to send it to me.
Okay.
I want to venture an estimate of like maybe $1,500 or something.
A tree?
That seemed to be what it was when he took out those five or six trees.
Well, the
like
only
5,000 back in.
Well, the thing is that tree's down. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's a matter of a chainsaw and dragging
yeah.
it pieces
and it
out.
Might, I mean, since this one's so thin, it might be a lot less than that. I don't know. I don't know anything about trees.
Habla Espanol.
but yeah, I can. I'll go ahead and make the motion to get this tree removed. I don't know if you guys want to second it or if you want to wait and get the price at the July meeting before we move forward. So I'll make the motion.
I think what we need to do. It's been down for 3 months and nobody's complained about it, and they seem to be using it for their fire pit. Maybe it'll be gone like the one that was behind Ludenberg Court.
Put a sign on it. Free wood. Doesn't cost you anything.
And besides that, Mason may do it for a lot cheaper.
Mason from Mo Better?
No, lawn care business that does our snow removal.
Yeah.
Because he was asking when that one on Ludenberg Drive down the pit was down. Mm-hmm. He says, y'all need somebody to cut that up? We'll give you a bid on it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Some people will cut it for the wood.
Yeah, I didn't know he
still got a lot
bonded,
of
you know, to be able to cut trees.
Oh, yeah. He's got he's got to be bonded for it. I mean, that's what they do.
And as dead as it is, it ought to be good firewood.
Yeah. It's a hardwood too. It's not a softwood. All right.
Okay, so we're going to table that then.
We'll table it until, and like I said, give Mason a call and see what, you know.
Okay.
There's some neighbors right there that's got fireplaces, so mm-hmm. they may want to, you know, just basically tell them they can cut it and take it.
Okay.
You know, the stuff, the wood that was down in the pit. It's gone.
Mm-hmm.
All them. So there's a lot of people that will change all that up and take it with them. Anything else?
Just the garbage can. I just wanted to report that I checked on it today, and that garbage can went up in price, so it's looking at $13.98.85 right now. And I didn't log in to see if it was going to do shipping. I'm sure it's going to do shipping as well. So another $300 or so for shipping, probably.
The $20 box of trash bags that I've got will suffice until they start acting up again, in my opinion.
We probably should have bought that when it was cheaper.
No, because you'd end up chaining it down anyhow. So anyhow. Anything else?
Do you have anything? New business? Do you have anything?
No,
more.
Okay. Beth, have you gotten All Terrain's proof of insurance yet?
No, I don't believe so.
Just keep reminding them. Tell them we can't start. Give us a date until we get it. Okay, commissioner's report. Who wants to go first? All right. Okay, Commissioner Metcalf, go ahead. Doing May and June, or
yeah.
April and May.
Yeah. No, May.
Okay. Guess speak up now.
This is about 1623 Safety Commission's report. Drove the city on multiple occasions. 5423 issued parking permit for 4703 Rustburg Place. On 5623 issued a parking permit to 11908 Halifax Drive. On 5623 issued parking permit to 12007 Rustburg Court. On 5723 issued parking permit to 4400 Bay Garden Court. On 5-10-23, issued parking permit to 3902 Northumberland Drive. 5-12-23, issued parking permit to 4703 Rustburg Place. On 5-4-23, observed two vehicles parked at daycare center at 12:20 a.m. and reported vehicles. One came back to a place that didn't match the car, and plates have been removed from a another car for not having insurance. On 5-12-23, went to storage area near Stoneham and picked up the RSS on it. Safety Commissioner report from 6/20/23.
Excuse me.
Drove city on multiple occasions. Mayor Stone and I went to the post office on several occasions. Mayor Stone and I went to the storage area one time. Mayor Stone and I went to Dan Small's office on one occasion. On 5/24/23, issued parking permit to 4518 Mecklenburg Court. On 6/9/23, Mayor Stone and I had a meeting with KLC executive Jim Hamburg, president, and J.D. Cheney, executive director, CEO. On 6/10/23, issued parking permits for 4516 Mecklenburg Court. Issued parking permits to 11012 Bay Run Drive for 6/24/23. That's it.
Thank you, Commissioner McCaff. Who wants to go next? Commissioner Beville, go ahead.
5/17/2023, I contacted Evan Meyer with Altering Paving and Construction via email to let him know the commission accepted the bid for work modifying the island on Boynton Court, installing a speed bump on Bristol Bay, and repainting the existing speed bumps on Pacelli Place, and an additional speed bump at the entrance with using thermoplastic, and also the speed bump at the entrance to the Cavefield Child Care Center. I also requested that he forward a copy of All Terrain Insurance to Bev, and then I followed up with an email to Bev asking her to be on the lookout for that. 6/7/23, I reached out via email to Commissioner Metcalf, letting him know that All Terrain will notify me in advance of the dates they will be working on going to court, and asked for his opinion on how to handle the parking during the road repairs for those homeowners. I created a flyer which will be given to the residents on Boynton, alerting them to the road repairs. Mayor Stoneham has offered to deliver the flyers within 24 hours the work started. I replied to an email from Adrian Page. She's a resident in the Gardens of Bay Run. She was concerned about the moving truck that she was using being ticketed. I told her that I was going to forward her email to Commissioner Metcalf, who is responsible for providing temporary parking permits, which I did. On 6/13, I reported a problem with the two street lights in the Trey community, which are cycling off and on at night. I reported that to Commissioner Maupin, and she replied that she would notify LGE for the third time. They still haven't been out to fix those. Okay. On 6/14, I replied to an email from a member of the HOA board at Trace, in which he expressed the board's concern with how many and which units are being used as rental properties in the community. The board is fearful of noncompliance of the Trace 2019 Master Deed Amendment, which prohibits new rentals. I provided the name and email addresses of Mayor Stoneham and the city clerk. He can reach out to you all if you have questions. And then between 5/17 and 6/19, I replied to and read the emails and forwarded them as they were received and needed. That's it.
What did you say on the speed bumps? Is there two of them? There should be one on Pacelli.
There's one on Pacelli and one on Bristol.
Okay. I didn't hear it, so I
think I kind of stumbled around that. But
okay. That's fine. All right. Commissioner Adams.
My commissioner report is from May 17th to June 20th. I'll participate in the radio checks with Commissioner Metcalf and everyone tonight, June 20th. Handled three citizen requests this month. One was inquiring about rental properties in the city of Worthington Hills. One was about the overgrowth on Pacelli Place. And the last one was about a large truck parked on Middlesex Drive. I advised Maximus Lawn Care of the project going forward on Boynton Court and asked him not to prune back the rose bushes there because they will have to be removed when the island area is reduced. Advised Maximus the lawn care that we would like him to mow every other weekend and only do minimal landscaping until our fiscal year begins again on July 1st. Due to the dry weather and the slow growth of the grass, Maximus Lawn Care was able to accommodate this request, and he did not mow on two of the weekends in June. Surveyed the tree down in the easement near Rustford Place, took pictures to present at the meeting. And then I'll also advise Maximus Lawn Care to prune the landscaping after July 1st. We'll continue to monitor the bushes and landscaping for wilting and stress. We'll continue to monitor the temperature and the rain, storms, etc. to determine the need for the sprinklers to be turned on. And I've checked on the pricing on the garbage can from Treetop Products, and the price is currently $13.98.85 plus shipping.
Thank you very much. Okay. I have a type too. So this, the mayor's got closing remarks today. All right. There, I am aware of it, and the reason why I'm aware of it is because I'm the administrator for the website with BC3. And it has come to my attention that city business and city emails are being deleted. And this morning, I sent out the Kentucky Department of Libraries and Archives retention schedules, the schedules pertaining to COWH are the standardized ones, KDLA, which stands for Department of Libraries and Archives, has established for Kentucky governmental agencies that haven't submitted a custom retention schedule and or haven't had their custom retention schedule approved. They're PDF files, and they are searchable. So all you need to do is put in, use Control F, that'll get you into Control Find. So you go to the Find, and you can, it'll be a pop-up screen, and all you do is type in a word. And I guarantee you, I typed in email, and it tells you everything you want to know. There's like three or four different places in the retention schedule. It refers to emails, social media, and other things. So again, that's, we have to be observing these retention standards, because everything we do as a city official is subject to open records and open meetings. All right. I also sent an email today about the upcoming training for Defend Your City, Preventing Ransomware and Other Cyber Attacks. I sent that email out. I know it's here next week. I think it's next Wednesday. And I'm highly recommending that it's not costing us anything to sign up for it. I've already signed up for it, but I wanted to make sure that you all were made aware of it if you weren't. The last thing I have is city official emails sent with attachments, especially city meeting emails with attachments, need your attention before the day of the city meeting. Okay? You're sent this information normally well in advance of the meeting so that you can review it beforehand. I don't think Deb and Dan appreciate getting last minute corrections, because I sure don't. And that's all I got to say. It's imperative. The reason why you get this stuff is because Dennis and I never got it before. Okay? And it's our commission. It's not Bob's commission. It's not Dennis's commission. It's not Crystal's commission. It's not Linda's commission. Everybody needs to be kept aware of what is going to be at the meeting. It's just professional, period. It's, we don't need to be doing gotchas like we used to have to deal with. It's important that we have these materials because they're, everybody has a different opinions. That's why I send this stuff out. Okay? I'm not trying to force it on anybody. I'm trying to get a thought process going. Okay? So that's my remarks. Nothing else. Do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Adams. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Y'all have a blessed evening. Thank you very much. It's 9:10.